Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Extreme Rules Horror Show pre-show.
You can say horror show again. This thing looks abysmal.
I am the one and only Trebuchet. I hope Bruce Campbell's going to be here for this horror show. And we're going to do some predictions here. To my right, sitting next to the Intercontinental Championship, the one and only Iron Mike Bustler.
Hell yeah, whoop whoop.
How you doing?
Great to be here. Great to feeling good. Great to be in the Trebu Bunker once again.
Mm-hmm.
Out in an undisclosed location.
That's right. Nobody knows.
Yeah, I'm about to watch the horror show.
Absolutely. So nice. Brought to you by Bruce Pritchard. Nah. I love you.
I haven't really been keeping up. Why is it a horror show?
Because Dolph Ziggler's going to win the title.
They needed a gimmick.
And what's his name? R-Truth is doing his imaginary friend.
Is that
Little Jimmy's bag?
Yeah, it said that it was going to be hosted, but like Little Jimmy was going to be doing something.
That's crazy. Also, hanging out with us in the bunker, the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
Man, I feel like of horror shows, this is going to be on the quality of like Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, that's a bad horror
it's
movie.
It's not going to be. The sci-fi TV one that was on at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, you know, that one. Is that going to be a bad pay-per-view?
So it's going to be edited too?
Is what you're saying? Probably. Yeah, no.
With commercial interruption brought to you by Mountain Dew.
I skipped a lot of school in high school.
That sounds pretty cool. That's why you're in the bunker right now.
Watch a lot of that bullshit. But I've got the match card right here.
Do we have any pre-show matches?
I think the pre-show match is Kevin Owens versus Murphy.
KO versus Murphy, the disciple.
And I'll take KO on that one.
Yeah, I would definitely take KO on that one as well.
Seems almost like not quite a squash match, but they're probably trying to reintroduce him to the product.
Yeah, what they used to call them?
Enhancement matches?
Yeah. Enhancement talent.
I, too, am going with KO.
All right.
Because it's the Kevin Owens show.
So, did they ever announce what the stip for the WWE Championship match is going to be?
For the Dolph one?
Yeah.
I think that Dolph was holding it hostage, kind of like, that's I'm not going to tell you, but the rumor is TLC.
Okay. Yeah, I would imagine that's what it would be. I haven't heard any rumor or innuendo, but if I had to guess, that's probably what I would guess.
Okay, so the WWE Championship match between Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler, it currently says on here that it's still be decided.
Dolph versus Drew.
But I'm taking Drew.
You're taking Drew, really?
Yes. I think that he's not going to lose it to Dolph. I think he's going to lose it to whoever's next. We're not going to get fans back in arena as soon as we want to.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking Drew as well.
You're taking Drew? Yeah.
I think Dolph is a non-zero chance here. I think I could be wrong about this, but I think they're going to give it to Randy, not Dolph.
That's amazing, because I thought I was going to be the only person that took Drew tonight, because I keep seeing a picture with Dolph with the championship just floating around the internet.
Oh, they probably shot an ending for it.
It looked like it was an older picture, didn't it? I can't remember. Was it the current belt?
It's the current belt, but it may be an older picture of Dolph, though.
That's what I saw.
Yeah,
what did they do this for? Yeah, or I thought it was maybe for like a video game render or something.
I know I really don't want it, but the WWE loves doing things that I really don't want.
Yeah. Usually when you come to Grand Rapids, too.
Yeah, no, right in front of my face. I'm like, this is Chimmel.
Dolph, and then the next time they were there was the Revival.
I really feel like I gave Pritchard the business at one point, and he just fucking is sticking it to me.
Exactly.
Pritchard would hate you.
He's been haunting you ever since.
Well, fuck him. He's a fucking liar. Ass, punk ass bitch. You don't love me. Fucking. Alright, next match.
Asuka versus Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's Championship.
Asuka versus Sasha.
I've got Asuka going over.
Yeah, so do I. That's really probably the only one. Well, one of the only ones that I'm not sure of.
This one? I thought. I got Asuka and I thought this was the easiest one to predict.
Really?
Yeah, because I think they really want to do that Bayley versus Banks like match. Because if Sasha's going to win a title, I think it's going to be from Bayley. It's not going to be from anybody else. It's going to mean more that way.
That makes sense.
Yeah no, I don't think Sasha can go over here. I think it's going to lead to... Bayley may cost Sasha the match somehow. I could see that. There being
might
like
not a, be clean, yeah.
Yeah, well, I could see Bayley meaning to help her, accidentally hurting her, and that leading to the split and you getting the Bayley Sasha match that way.
Like, I can't. There is also a world where Sasha wins it and she gets to be Sasha Two Banks or whatever, Two Belts Banks or whatever. And they do that because they've been just running wild, her and Bayley, on all three shows.
Yeah.
Which has been fairly entertaining throughout everything that's been happening during quarantine, I've actually not been...
They've gotten a lot more TV time than I think they would have got otherwise. I think that if anyone's career might come out with more momentum as opposed to less, it would be theirs, just because they're just...
Makes sense.
They're prominently featured on Raw and SmackDown every week, and occasionally NXT.
They're really good at being obnoxious, and it works.
No, the Bayley is doing the best work of her entire career. I'm not even sure I am a Bayley fan, but I'm the closest I've ever been.
What kind of fan would you say you are, Chad?
What kind of fan would you say?
Yeah, you're not a Bayley fan. What kind of fan are you?
I'm a classic pro wrestling fan. Yeah. Pro wrestling is what it was meant to be.
Put a wrestler in front of it.
Take no names.
Back when my grandma used to watch on Saturday afternoon in 1943.
Yeah.
13 armed rags.
Yeah, throw him out of the ring. Now that's a DQ. What is happening?
Over the top rope? Not up in here.
You got to do behind the ref's back. I'm sorry. I like psychology.
No, if you had to describe like your type of wrestler that would describe the type of wrestling you like, who would you say?
Samoa Joe would probably be a pretty good example.
I would have said just enough. For you, I would have said Brian. Brian's
another one too. I feel like just enough of the new era stuff that it doesn't get so bland, but it is very much centered in reality. Very grappling based.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah. Samoa Joe's great. What do you think about Kevin Owens? Too much flash? Too much flash in the pan?
I don't mind Kevin Owens. I think he's right on that border for nonsense KO. For me.
Yeah.
I think he's great. He never feels like he goes too far for me, but it feels like he could at any moment.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm a big Kevin Owens fan, but they do seem similar. They have a similar moveset, you know, like the time bombs and all that stuff.
No, I think Joe's was more submission-based, where I think KO was a little bit more like high-flying. He did a little bit more... Jump
he definitely did. He did the bullfrog splash.
Yeah, that's why
you see him getting thrown off the cage. He did that at Extreme Rules a couple of years ago.
He's super agile. It's too bad.
At WrestleMania, KO Mania like 4, he got thrown
It sucks Joe got it hurt as often as he did. I think he should have been able to do so much better with his
WWE. He does really good at commentary, though.
Oh, no, he should have a job for life. He's great on...
He is going to be this generation's Jerry the King Lawler. He's really good at, like, emceeing those little, like, contract signings and stuff like that. They can just bring him up there.
I think he's going to be superstar
appeal. No, he's the king. He's the king, but less horny.
Taz used to do this stuff on SmackDown, though.
But Taz is like too much color commentary because he's got that accent.
A little too thick.
He's always just talking like a tough guy, like a New York tough guy.
we used to whip people's butts like whatever.
Hey, what are you talking about? Yeah. That's not a scoop slam. Back in ECW, we power slam guys.
He's whooping on him. You know, that kind of
thing. Almost like Booker T.
You think Taz, that character's a little too thick. He's trying a little too hard to be Brooklyn.
But I do agree that they're very similar.
Sure.
I think that Samoa Joe's more professional. Like,
that's fair. I think Joe is more concise. Like, I think he's easier to understand.
Exactly.
Yeah. I definitely feel like Taz could sound like a cartoon character at some points. Like...
Yeah, definitely. All right, so what's the next one?
Give me a match.
Bayley versus Nikki Cross.
Now, this was the easiest one for me to pick.
I didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Bayley.
I agree, Bayley.
Okay, let's go Bayley here.
But again, I think Bayley's doing good work. I hope Nikki and Alexa stay together for a while, but I feel like that may be a breakup.
Don't say it ain't so. Whoa. I'm going Weezer on this thing, man. I got my hash pipe.
Yeah, did you pass it over here?
There's something.
The next match is Braun Strowman versus Bray Wyatt and a Wyatt Swamp Outlaw Mojo.
Bullshit. Well, yeah.
Strowman versus Wyatt.
I do like the out of the ring stuff, or like the whatever edited stuff now more than ever.
It doesn't have this listed as being for the title. Do you know?
It's non-title.
Is it non-title?
It says specifically on this flyer.
That's going to make me take Bray.
If it's non-title, yeah, I'm also going Bray.
Yeah, I'm going Bray as well.
Well, so far, fellas, all three of us have all the same picks.
All right, well,
we're going to end up playing No Mercy for this fucking title.
Let's see if we can break it up with Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins in an eye for an eye match.
Hate it.
And the way this match works is to win, you have to pull your opponent's eyeball
out of their skull.
Yeah. Yes, it doesn't have to disconnect, but it has to be out of the socket.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
Wrote so, this.
Bruce motherfucking Pritchard. I'm so mad at him. I'm telling you. He must have been ringside and I just given him the business or something.
You thought it was Chimmel?
Yeah. He looked the same.
He's like, that guy with white guy with dreads. He kept calling me Tony Chimmel.
Well, he kept laughing like him.
You're supposed to take his eyeball out?
Yeah.
Now they're going to have a gimmicked eyeball?
I think it's CGI.
CGI.
No, I know. It's gonna be.
I know.
I'm going. It's gonna be Pee Wee Herman style, like just tacky eyeball, just hanging there like that.
It's gonna be connected by a slinky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus.
I'm gonna go home, guys. I don't want to watch this. I'm done.
Who do you got, Chad? Who's gonna lose an eye tonight?
I've got Seth Rollins to win this match. I think Mysterio is gonna lose the other eye. And Dominic is going to take the mantle of Rey Mysterio down the line.
Because he's blind?
Yeah. Wait,
what did you say? Say it again. Rey Mysterio is going to win?
I think Rey Mysterio is going to lose.
Lose. And then he's going to lose his other eye?
Yeah.
He already had an eye lost?
Yeah, he's wrestling one-eyed.
Somebody already
that's how it. So that's how
Rollins smashed his face into the steps corner.
So this is going to turn into Southpaw wrestling, where he has to...
Yeah.
I know you sent bad news, Alan, to do my eye.
I want him to Sandman him and just cane the fuck out of Rollins when this is all over.
We might get that.
He can see!
It's Tommy's!
I fucking love saying that.
So the next match.
Hold on. Who did you have, Iron Mike?
I'm gonna pick Seth Rollins for that one.
You're picking Rollins. Yeah.
Well, not I don't like that. But
I can also
that.
See Seth
I'm
Rollins
gonna,
rocking
I'm,
that
I'm,
match.
I didn't know he's gonna get six.
Gonna
Ferguson.
Go with I was thinking about taking Mysterio, but I really want this to happen. I'm going to go with Mysterio just because I want to win the belt.
Seth would look interesting with an eye patch. Like, I think he could pull that off.
I do too. So
yeah, maybe I'm going to change my pick. If Rey Mysterio already doesn't have an eye.
He doesn't. He's already he wrestles with one eye covered up on the mask. He's a pirate.
He came and did his eye. Dude, I can't believe it. They did the man's eye.
They use the hair cream.
Next they're gonna fucking hire Greg Valentine. They're gonna put him in an armbar for 2.5 hours. No, I think I'm gonna change to Ray winning.
Okay. Mysterio.
Yeah.
Well, I'll stay with Seth.
Because then they're both gonna have one eye, and you're right, he would look he's probably going through like a Johnny Depp phase.
He will look dope with an eye patch.
Absolutely. He's gonna end up with dreadlocks, and I'm gonna be like, now you're gonna infringing me. I'm pissed off.
Let's cool it.
So the next match is Apollo Crews versus MVP for the United States Championship.
Why? Who is the champion? Apollo?
MVP's been running around with the new version of the belt.
Which is not official.
It's not official. Yeah. So there's I've got Apollo going over here.
I'm saying the same thing.
I think Apollo's gonna lose to Lashley.
I think Apollo's gonna take MVP's title from him.
Yeah, that's probably right.
And they may make that the new
I think US that's what's title. Gonna happen. I think MVP the stuff MVP's doing with Lashley is fantastic. And I think that's where this is.
Lashley's never looked better.
MVP is an excellent manager.
Yeah. A wrestler, no. That's why we all got him losing here.
And the last match is The New Day.
New Day.
Versus Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
And who has the belt right now?
It's The New Day. Yeah, and there's a tables match.
And that's why I picked Shinsuke and them to go over. Because I think there is going to be a title change, and that's where I think it's going to be.
You think Shinsuke and Cesaro are going over?
I think so, yeah.
I'm like, good, because I'm writing it down, and you're right. I'm like, I thought that was a yes.
I think the New Day are going to retain.
You got New Day? I'm also going New Day.
New Day? That broke us up a little bit there.
Them losing would just be booty. That's all I'm saying. Booty. I don't want this.
Booty 20 times.
But it's also a horror show. Here's the thing. My biggest fear is that Dolph is going to win the title tonight, and I'm going to get everything I hate in pro wrestling. Fans, Dolph Ziggler as the WWE champion, and just fucking... The worst.
So, since
my biggest
this is a
fear
cheesy,
is the I versus I thing. This
so this is a cheesy,
I watched the fuck out of it. So long as Dolph doesn't win the title, that's where my line is.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna
it's
happen.
It's a cheesy, poorly written horror show. So, whose tits are we seeing tonight? There has to be a topless scene for this movie to get made. It has to
be. Is Hulk Hogan in town?
Yeah.
No, and Vicky Guerrero's already on AEW.
Yeah,
that's fair. Mae Young's dead.
So she's out.
Yeah, what's the cat doing these
days? It's going to be someone in zombie Mae Young outfits.
Oh, no.
Coming out of a grave. Well, oh, yeah, you guys don't.
It's a horror show.
Grown man getting his eyeball ripped out in a fight.
I'm looking forward to
grown
it.
Grown at zombie titties, I guess.
I really feel like the only person ever favored in that match has to be Haku.
That's fair. Haku will rip your fucking
eye out.
Yeah,
he'll just pull your eye out.
Yeah. Or, wasn't there, what's his name, Abdul the Butcher with the fork?
Oh, yeah. Him and Bruiser Brody would go through and just fucking have just...
Yeah, he'll fork your eye, man.
Fucking as recent as Kenny King was walking around as a blind guy.
That's the funniest wrestling gimmick to me. Pretending that your eyes...
I've had eye surgery. I've had to wear those.
It's such a ridiculous thing to pretend.
Why would you go in the ring like that?
You just pretend that you're just high.
Man, that's... I mean, one
especially
of my...
back in... sorry, what?
Oh, one of my favorite pro wrestling stories is when JYD got blinded by the Freebirds. And he was sitting at ringside. Yeah, fans were sending JYD checks. They'd, like, cash in the mail. Because he wasn't able to wrestle. People thought he was really blind. And sitting at ringside, and the Freebirds come down and act like they're going to attack him, and a guy pops up on his shoulder with a pistol and goes, "Don't worry, dog, I got him."
Shoot the fucking Freebirds.
So Dog's got a dilemma. He goes, "I can either expose the business and let this guy know that I can see and act the gun out of his hand, and Bill Watts will kill me, or I can let him shoot the Freebirds down."
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Apparently security stepped in, but...
Yeah, of course. That was back when they were just like, all right, sit back down, dude. They didn't
you put the gun down.
Yeah, everybody's got a gun. Let's cool it.
Smoke a cigarette because you can do that in arenas back
then. Yeah, exactly.
Think of your kids, Jerry.
Yeah, everybody knows the guy. You're going to lose your job as the postman.
The missus is expecting, boy. Knock it off.
We don't need to shoot the Freebirds.
Yeah, why are we doing that?
We all hate the Freebirds.
We're having a great time hating them.
Terry Gordy doesn't even know he's a Freebird anymore. Like,
technically, they have not committed that big of a crime. You're going to go down for this.
This is another good story about a woman went into labor at like a big show in Mid-South. And Christine Jarrett had to talk... The woman into leaving. It was like it might have been a Lawler main event or something, but basically she, like, Christine had like, "We'll call and tell you what happens in the hospital, but you have to leave."
I want that kind of treatment. If I ever have to leave because somebody's given birth, I want updates on pro wrestling. I want that.
Exactly.
That woman had her priorities in order. That kid probably grow up to be John Cena.
Are you announcing anything, Trev?
What?
Are you announcing anything?
The rebirth of Impact Wrestling.
Okay.
Because
no little Trebs were around?
No little Trebs as far as I know.
Me and Chad talked so much shit about that yesterday.
About Impact?
Yeah, and then it seems like people liked it.
I actually want to see it. It looked not bad.
Well, hear me out. EC3.
But that card looked terrible.
EC3, Eric Young, Motor City Machine Guns.
That might have been...
Keith Slater showed up.
Yeah.
That might have been why that card looked so bad, was because they knew they weren't booking the card.
Yeah, they weren't booking it based on the card.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It looked really fun. Show up?
Gals, they did.
Yeah. The Good Brothers are there now. I've never seen so many people on the internet go, "I want to watch Impact Wrestling's next episode."
Mark my words, I don't even know where to find Impact Wrestling.
Access TV on Tuesday nights.
How would you find it, like, on a service on demand or whatever?
You'd have to look for something on Access TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, even if you had, like, Xfinity and stuff?
Xfinity has Access TV.
Yeah, it should.
I think it's a
standard channel.
Part of the basic, yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
Top 150
it's
or
not
whatever,
like,
yeah.
It's not
800 up with the dirt bike channel or whatever.
it's on that border.
Yeah,
It's not a basic cable channel, but it's not... You don't need to be in a certain market for it.
I didn't see anything about Sami Callihan. Is he still employed by anybody?
He was on.
He was Impact. Yeah. He was on the card. Yeah. He was teaming gross. With. He was teaming with what's his face?
I hate him.
Shamrock.
Yep.
Oh God.
God, Ken Shamrock, please, Ken. Ken, think of your health, Ken. This man.
You know
is,
he's no, not. He's still. You're talking to Ken Shamrock, absolutely the ultimate juiced, fighter.
He's ultimate absolutely fighter. Juiced to the gills still. Yeah. Like,
he's gonna be in the next video explode. Game, Chad. Leave him be.
I know. I told him he's gonna be like the fucking Ram from The Wrestler. Dude. He's just gonna die in.
I game. Thought that this
he
last
does
time,
look that
yeah,
way.
He does.
I thought that Ken Shamrock was just suicide this last time. That's all I was saying. He looked a little more jacked.
I just
than you.
I don't. Ken Shamrock is important to the history of combat sports. I really don't want to have the end of his story be that he died in the ring in Impact Wrestling because his heart blew up. I don't want that to be how that story
is. We already saw Ric Flair's bare butt in Impact Wrestling.
God, that was great.
But also, Deonna Purrazzo won the women's title for that pay-per-view, which I think she's the biggest thing WWE's missed so far. They screwed up with her. I think she's one of the best in the world.
I think Tessa Blanchard's going to AEW. I think it's just
I don't
time.
Think she's going to go to AEW because I really don't think the locker room wants her there.
Two words, Tully Blanchard. nepotism. I'm sorry, day. Three words.
I think that enough of the boys have stroke in AEW that if the locker room doesn't want her there, that she won't be there.
Yeah, I don't think they want her.
I don't think in WWE it would matter. I think in AEW, because it's still so much of the
personally,
boys running it.
Personally, if I'm booking AEW, I'm signing Tessa Blanchard because you need it in your women's division.
Yeah, I'm not saying that signing her is the wrong thing to do. I'm saying they might not do it.
I'm just saying they should. As a fan,
if they want their women's AEW division to have any credibility.
If they want to start winning these Wednesday Night Wars, their women's division needs to get better. Because they're dying on that.
This past week, they did very well. It was a... AEW definitely had a better week than they've been having.
What was it? The last three weeks. They had Fight for the Fallen.
NXT was winning the overall.
Do they have stock in the letter F? Is my question.
But I think it's a good idea that they're basically just doing their pay-per-views
on Fight TV.
Like just on Dynamite.
Yeah,
like,
they're just using their Dynamite time
instead of like making people pay money to see like because AEW still does their pay-per-views the old school way. You pay $50
Yeah,
There's no way those pay-per-views would break even with the cost of running one right now if they were charging full.
Exactly.
Price. With no fans, no arenas, you're getting no.
It's a good opportunity to let people know what the pay-per-views will look like.
Yep.
And then when you do start charging for them, you'll go.
Those ones were lower tier last. Year like so Fighter Fest was free last year, but it was one thing and it was like 2 hours. That's when Mox and Joey Janela fought. Was that or was that Fight for the Fallen? I know it was. I think it was around the same time, but they were like bigger pay-per-views. I think one was like $10 or like cheap.
Yeah.
And then the other, I know Fighter Fest was free. And it wasn't as expensive.
No,
because
I watched Fighter Fest.
I watched that one too.
That was the one we watched it, and
I enjoyed talking shit about it with you. That was very fun.
Yeah, that was when we knew that we were going to collectively shit on AEW.
We're like, oh, not selling. Got it.
I think that was the first time you got a good look at a young Bucks match, more than just like.
Well, I'd seen the Bucks in TNA.
Yeah,
but they would sell in TNA more so than
now. The Young Bucks act really hadn't started until when they left TNA was when they became the Young Bucks.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like I'd seen their work before.
Yeah, they were Generation Me. That was what they were.
Yeah, they had some good matches in TNA. I'm surprised they didn't show up on Impact.
They probably could.
But you guys ready for final thoughts?
We can do some final thoughts. Oh, yeah. Iron Mike.
The final thoughts. Wait, I was going to talk about the fucking... Did you guys see Chris Jericho get drenched in orange juice?
I did not.
It's so funny, dude. They were originally going to...
Oh, you know, actually, I think I made
it. Was that on a Dynamite? Was that
it was last week? Yeah, yeah.
That had to have been this past
week. Was that one of the Proud and Powerful where he was, like, doing the swimming bit when he was in it?
Well, they were doing it the whole time. Like, so, like, originally they were going to do... he shows up, like, with a truck, like the
the beer truck.
Or the Kurt Angle thing.
The milk truck, yeah.
And he was going to
spray.
Make it
be an orange juice truck.
Yeah, but they couldn't do it because of the way that the Barclays Center is. So then they decided to do like when the Brood was dropping blood on people.
Okay.
It's just like, he just like, all of
it's time for a juice bath.
It's all a bunch of orange juice. But then the greatest thing is Jericho's wearing, like, obviously wears a white blazer on purpose. and so he's covered, but then he does commentary for the rest of the time. He's like screaming at JR. He's like, I got juiced. I'm covered. JR, I am covered.
Did you see that Sebastian Box and something about Jericho lip syncing on Twitter? Yeah, yeah. Skid Row is fighting with Jericho. My gosh.
But that last week episode of Dynamite is great just for Jericho yelling at Excalibur. It's very funny.
You mean A-Plot, right?
A-Plot, dude.
Yeah. A-Plot.
That's why he's not here right now. He's doing voiceovers right now.
He's reamed out by Jericho right now. He sucks. They're making fun of the
Jericho amuses me on commentary. He's something from AEW I definitely like. Jericho just being a ham on commentary.
The commentary on AEW is very good. They got Shivani, they got Jim Ross, who is my idol. I got his book right motherfucking over here.
Yeah. And I feel like their main event with whatever Jericho's doing, I mean, Sammy Guevara did whatever he did. It's not great, but it was really liking him with Jericho.
I think he'll be back soon.
They said that he will be.
I think he just had to take his lumps on.
But
that
then they said that they're giving his salary to
basically the week's team is a local women's shelter.
Yeah.
Groovy.
No, it was probably one of those things where, like, we don't need you for the next couple weeks anyway. Like, it's quarantine. Stay home. Do this, you know, take these classes we need to take.
It'll probably be a while. It's got to cool down, but people won't be.
You don't think they'll bring him back?
People will be mad if it's too early, yeah.
You think fans will be back before Sammy Guevara's back?
Now, that's rough to say because we don't know what the time frame of that is. But I'm saying Sammy's not going to be back for at least 4 months.
I think it's going to be less than that.
You think so?
I'm not saying it shouldn't be 4 months. I think it will be.
But I think that AEW is much more aware of like being like PC.
If it were WWE, they wouldn't have suspended him at all. Like, I think AEW's already done more than WWE.
They gave Matt Riddle the title and stuff.
Is Velveteen Dream?
Did Matt Riddle win?
Title opportunity.
I was going to say, did he win that?
Is Velveteen Dream on TV again yet?
No, I don't know. I think he's cooked.
You think the Dream is done?
I think he's in criminal trouble.
I didn't know anything about the trial, but it seems like real.
Here's the thing. If they're looking into enough to fire him from the company, they're looking into it.
If WWE can
prove that that was him and it shouldn't be that hard, he'd either be cleared by now or he'd be like, I am consulting with attorneys, and WWE may not be releasing him because that would look really bad for him.
Okay.
So it sounds like he's pretty cooked.
Okay. Final thoughts, Showtime.
You know, hey, Ray, if you need help being a blind guy, hit me up at Showtime Schultz. I'll happily lend you a hand, you know. It's not so bad.
You really think it's going to be CGI?
Yeah, I do. I've been hearing about that.
Are you acting like it in this?
Are you?
I'm
imagining 90s, just bad.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like, his head's going to move. You're going to see his real eye because they're not going to have their fucking ducks in a row.
Here's the thing. I just want to point out,
because a wrestling match never has CGI in it. It's going to look so awkward. If you saw anything that was CGI in a wrestling match, it would go against your senses.
You'd be like, that doesn't fit.
I would like to point out, we've been watching,
unless,
you know,
it's like the Swamp Thing. Somebody could lose an eye in the Swamp Thing, but not in a ring the way they film normal wrestling.
We might get a CGI'd alligator to eat something.
I hope that they like somehow wrestle their way.
Be like, it's like plastic, bitch!
I got super stoned before this because I want to try to enjoy this as hard as I can.
I'm not saying
that I won't enjoy it. It is boggling my mind.
I am in
peak. That they're going to attempt to work someone getting their eye ripped out.
I am in peak state to be amused by this pay-per-view, so if it can't amuse me, I'm done for. Because I'm one of the products, so I'm going to go back to normal after this. Like, they're going to keep doing this kind of...
Well, once they bring fans back, I think they can go back to
them. I don't know if they will.
Thumbtacks and blood, too gruesome. Now let's rip this man's eye out.
Yeah.
That's another curious decision, just because, like, I can't imagine
They don't like I think
WWE is still considered PG television, isn't it?
Not the pay-per-views. Pay-per-views are different.
But, like, they're still advertising it on free TV. Like, I feel like this is getting to the point where, like, advertisers might be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
I think that it's different. No, I think they're like, it's pro wrestling. Yeah, of course they're doing this.
And it'll be, like, a one-off. I'm a pro wrestling fan. I didn't find out about it until today. I knew it was eye for an eye, but I thought they were going to do some weird...
Well, next pay-per-view, they're going to do tooth for a tooth. Like, it's just a...
Yeah, and I didn't know it was taking their eyeball out. I thought it was going to be like somebody, you know, at the end of the match, you got to just hit them or something.
You get a free thumb in the eye. It's
going to be like a thumb or something.
You're being very reasonable about that. I don't know that advertisers are going to be as like, well, it's pro wrestling, so it's okay. Like, I feel like people have gotten mad at Wes.
Okay, well, I'm going to agree to disagree. We'll
see how gruesome it really is, because I do think it's going to be pretty campy.
I'm sure it's
70 to 80% on campy, 20% on actually gruesome.
That sounds like a good comparison. But my name is Chad Showtime Schultz.
We didn't get a final
definitely. Mysterio to hit me up when he's blind. I want to Showtime Schultz, man. I could use this rub. I'm taking y'all to the top with me, so y'all just let me shoot my shot.
Fair. All right, well, that leaves me. I am at Trebuchet LOL on the Twitter machine. You can find me on there. I'm always on there talking about stuff and things. It's pronouns, pal. this is going to be a horror show. I'm hoping that this is going to land somewhere in, like, I don't know, let's say the Scream 1 area.
I'm going to say so.
Yeah. Where there's going to be an awkward phone conversation in the beginning of it.
For the swamp.
If they're going for camp, I would have the opening be like a phone call.
That's all I'm hoping for. It's the horror show.
Well, we didn't even talk about Ricky, dude. It says on the flyer that it's hosted by R-Truth's cousin, Pretty Ricky, which looks like...
Oh, no, Pretty Ricky isn't his imaginary friend, it's his alter ego.
Well, what's his imaginary friend?
Little Jimmy.
So what? Pretty Ricky.
Ricky is him. I think he puts in fake like bad teeth.
It's like ODB thing.
Exactly.
Now I always thought that was just like him playing his invisible friend.
No, they're
two different gimmicks. Yeah.
No, Little Jimmy's like a little kid, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember
Little Jimmy. He's an invisible little kid.
And then, was that... No, that was like way after when he was doing the thing where he says that John Cena was his great favorite wrestler growing up.
Yeah, no,
the Little Jimmy thing was hilarious.
The beginning of that, I think. Where they're like, let's see how goofy we can make our truth. He was running for president.
Truth, you're older than me.
He was trying to run for president in 2016.
Truth, you were wrestling before I was alive. Like...
He's growing up my favorite wrestler.
His campaign was pardon Little Jimmy. Yeah. He just got in with the wrong crowd. He didn't do nothing.
Pardon Little Jimmy. He got in with the wrong crowd. No, dude, R-Truth is slowly becoming my favorite wrestler.
Like watching, like, he had like a 24/7 deal or some sort of documentary thing, and he's like, it's about moments. It's not about title reigns anymore. It's about moments.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. And R-Truth does that better than anybody. Like,
I think that's...
You hate comedy wrestling Showtime, but you know the R-Truth moments that just tickle your fancy, and you gotta give it up for the guy.
I feel like he's another one that I would say has been really good about walking that nonsense line where it's funny, but it never feels like it's insulting my intelligence.
Like, when he came out for like one of the TLC matches, and they go, Truth, you're not even in the match. And he goes... My bad. Y'all be good. I thought that was amazing television.
Yeah, and they did the same thing with the Survivor Series. Yeah. I'm showing up and they're like, Truth, you're not even on Raw.
He's just a goofball. Like,
yeah, I heard a funny story about how like he sees Vince McMahon more than a lot of other wrestlers do. Yeah. But what he does is he shows him his own, like, his homemade rap music, and then he said Vince really likes it.
That's awesome.
No, I've heard that.
R-Truth and Vince McMahon just sitting there listening to R-Truth's own song that he made, and then Vince is like, that's such good shit.
Oh, my God.
It's not even a plan to use it.
In my brain right now, I just got Vince go... People over there, what's up? Stand up and say what's up.
These are not writing meetings. This is just because Vince wants to hear his new music because he likes it. Not for anything in the storylines.
Did you know that the manager from Men on a Mission got his job from... He met Vince at WrestleMania 9. He got him in an elevator and did like a rap he'd written about the product.
Okay.
And Vince was so like tickled by it. He goes, hey, I'm going to... I think he gave him tickets to Mania or something and like... called him out of job. Like, he ended up becoming a manager from, like, cornering Vince.
That's so funny that.
Are you trying to make me become a fucking rapper? Because I'll do it.
Yeah,
I can make a bad WWE rap.
You already have an album.
I do have an album.
Look what happened with John Cena, dude. He just started rapping and being with John. Vince was like, "That's such good shit." It's like it's such a weird thing that an old white guy is just very tickled by.
Rap. It was Stephanie that was tickled by Cena's raps. He was doing it on a bus. It was,
but they obviously
because yeah, it was that first that,
into it too. Yeah.
It was that first SmackDown where he was Vanilla Ice for Halloween.
Yeah, it was a Halloween party.
Yeah.
He did a freestyle and yeah, it was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Well, not as far as rap is concerned. No, yeah, from like as far as like entertainment goes, yeah, it's pretty good.
Vince I mean, I can do that entire first verse of that.
Go ahead.
No, not right now.
Fuck no balls. No balls.
Fucking no sobriety. I'm too high for that. What do you? You don't want that. All
right, we got. All right. Jimmy took over the final thoughts.
That's right. Well, Extreme Rules. This is the 12th incarnation of Extreme Rules, I guess. In your house. They did one night stands before this. The big gripe was there was no Extreme Rules match. How do you feel about that?
I mean, they've got a couple gimmick matches in there, but yeah, there should be, I don't know.
What exactly is Extreme Rules? That just means no DQ.
A hardcore match.
But that's what a table match is. That's what Drew's match and whatever, TLC. I would consider that Extreme Rules. I guess maybe Extreme Rules is like falls count anywhere.
Yeah,
Dolph could challenge him to a submission match, and that's not very extreme.
No, like the Mick Foley when he
or body slam competition. That'd be interesting. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Dolph's gonna challenge into an open
didn't
mic.
She just do a foot race.
No, pose down. We haven't had a good pose off in a minute.
Scott Stein and Triple H.
See if you can do a kickflip first.
Darby Allin just shows up. Like, what are you doing here?
It's like 20 minutes of them trying. I don't think I can do it.
So, go ahead and we will be sure to have more ridiculous content because I have no faith that the product's going to get less ridiculous than this.
No, I don't either. Yeah, I mean, we got people getting soaked by orange juice. We got Pretty Ricky. We got I versus an I. We got Sex Ferguson's going to be there.
We got a Bayou Brawl.
Yeah, dude. We got a stacked Impact lineup. What is happening in this
world? I don't know what's going on. Up is down, left is right. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Impact has a real possibility of being the best wrestling television.
I'm scared to live in this world again because when that happened the first time, it didn't end well.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
I ended up with 19 Beautiful People banners and 75,000 DVDs. It wasn't a good time for Trebuchet, okay?
Everybody has a weakness. Yours is Don West.
It is. He just fucking sells shit like they're Sham Wows. It's amazing. So, have a good night, everybody. Wear a mask when you go out in public. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.